1 Maccabees, chapter 12. Now Jonathan heard that the generals of Demetrius had come again with a greater army than before to fight against him. So he went out from Jerusalem, and met them in the land of Amath, for he gave them no time to enter into his country. And he sent spies into their camp, and they came back and brought him word that they designed to come upon them in the night. And when the sun set, Jonathan commanded his men to watch, and to be in arms all night long ready to fight, and he set sentinels round about the camp. And the enemies heard that Jonathan and his men were ready for battle, and they were struck with fear, and dread in their heart, and they kindled fires in their camp. But Jonathan and those who were with him didn't know until the morning, for they saw the lights burning. And Jonathan pursued after them, but did not overtake them, for they had passed the river Eleutherus. And Jonathan turned on the Arabians who are called Zabudines, and he defeated them, and took the spoils of them. And he went forward, and came to Damascus, and passed through all that country. Simon also went forth, and came as far as Ascalon, and the nearby fortresses, and he turned aside to Joppa, and took possession of it. For he heard that they designed to deliver the hold to those who took part with Demetrius, and he put a garrison there to keep it. And Jonathan came back, and called together the ancients of the people, and he took a resolution with them to build fortresses in Judea, and to build up walls in Jerusalem, and raise a mount between the castle and the city, to separate it from the city, so that it might have no communication, and that they might neither buy nor sell. And they came together to build up the city, for the wall that was on the brook toward the east was broken down, and he repaired that which is called Kaphatetha. And Simon built Adiada in Cephila, and fortified it, and set up gates and bars. Now when Tryphon had conceived a design to make himself king of Asia, and to take the crown, and to stretch out his hand against King Antiochus, fearing otherwise Jonathan would not allow him, but would fight against him, he sought to seize on him, and to kill him. So he rose up and came to Bethzan. And Jonathan went out to meet him with 40,000 men chosen for battle, and came to Bethzan. Now when Tryphon saw that Jonathan came with a great army, he was afraid to stretch forth his hand against him. And he received him with honor, and commended him to all his friends, and gave him presents, and he commanded his troops to obey him, as himself. And he said to Jonathan, "Why have you troubled all the people, whereas we have no war? Now therefore send them back to their own houses, and choose you a few men who may be with you, and come with me to Ptolemy, and I will deliver it to you, and the rest of the strongholds, and the army, and all who have any charge, and I will return and go away, for this is the cause of my coming." And Jonathan believed him, and did as he said, and sent away his army, and they departed into the land of Judah. But he kept with him 3,000 men, of whom he sent 2,000 into Galilee, and 1,000 went with him. Now as soon as Jonathan entered into Ptolemy, those of Ptolemy shut the gates of the city, and took him, and all those who came in with him they slew with the sword. Then Tryphon sent an army and horsemen into Galilee, and into the great plain to destroy all Jonathan's company. But they, when they understood that Jonathan and all who were with him had been taken and slain, encouraged one another, and went out ready for battle. Then those who had come after them, seeing that they stood for their souls, returned back. Whereupon they all came peacefully into the land of Judah. And they bewailed Jonathan, and those who had been with him, exceedingly, and Israel mourned with great lamentation. Then all the nations that were round about them, sought to destroy them. For they said, "They have no prince, nor any to help them, now therefore let us make war on them, and take away the memory of them from among men."